Habari, Elvis. Yeah, it was going to be, it's unavoidable to do that because as the largest or one of the largest producers of crude in Africa, Nigeria has been exporting way too much of its percentage production or output to the rest of the world while it had shortages. But the game changer was the $20 billion, I'll just call it $20 billion refinery by Dangote that started pumping and refining crude oil and selling petroleum products to Nigeria for now with the aim of selling to the rest of the West African community. And 650 barrels per day, that's a lot. 650,000 barrels per day, that's a lot of refined petroleum products. And the government of Nigeria is realizing that unless we create local or indigenous participation, the majors or the international oil firms that are extracting crude oil might just continue selling abroad, creating a crisis of supply of crude to the refinery. And you remember that before they could start operating, they had to secure certain amounts, batches of crude oil, and they ended up sometimes importing. And to avoid that, because there's enough to supply that 650,000 barrels of oil per day, they have to pass these laws or regulations that will make sure a certain percentage is sold to local refineries. Dangote is not the only refinery coming. There are two other refineries on the way, and that is going to be necessary, Elvis.
And MTN, they deepen their ties with the Chinese company Huawei.
Yeah, well, it was going to happen, and it's a good thing. Although, if you've been wondering what the value of BRICS, the alliance, has been, and why the addition of the five new members or six new members when they met in South Africa was about, this is it. China, if you recall, when President Trump or Donald Trump was president, Huawei was number two in the world, just after Samsung, in terms of sales of smartphones and a whole lot of other technology that goes into building innovation, artificial intelligence capabilities, and all the things that go with the fourth industrial revolution. But because of the intervention, if you recall, Trump accusing Huawei of spying on of espionage in the U.S., and as a result, making it difficult for any country that wanted to have Google applications or other American sort of companies' downloads on their phones to do business with Huawei. And as a result, Huawei ended up slipping to number five, allowing Apple to overtake it. Now, BRICS countries or members of the BRICS nation, especially South Africa, are showing by building this technology and innovation centers with Huawei that they will not be dictated to as to who they should be doing business with. And this is a major, major shift because MTN is the largest provider of mobile telephony in Africa, and 5G being on the verge of being rolled out everywhere. This is a major boost for Huawei, not just in the sale of handsets, but also in the building of back office capabilities.
Let's hope it have a spin-off on the share price. Now, World Bank partners with the African Development Bank to connect 300 million people in Africa to electricity, very briefly.
Exactly. If you are going to industrialize electricity, the source of energy, literally and figuratively, and 300 million people, the World Bank and the African Development Bank are partnering here to de-risk the environment so that people who are into renewable energy can invest with less risk, some of it being taken out by that patient capital provided by development finance institutions.
I thank you so much, Victor Khomoshwana, there with the latest from Africa, the author of Africa's Open for Business. His latest book is Africa Bounces Back. He's also the executive director for marketing and communication at the University of Limpopo.